I have no further questions here of Mr. Chang.
Okay, any redirect?
No, Mr. Examiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chang.
City calls Joel Miller.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Joel Miller, J-O-E-L-M-I-L-L-E-R.
And you swear or affirm the testimony provided in today's hearing will be the truth?
Yes.
Ms. Camille, I've handed you what we mark as Exhibit 2. Can you identify this document?
This is my resume.
Move to admission.
Any objection?
I have not received this before now.
Is that an objection? Or?
No, I'd like to read it before I offer an objection or not.
Ask for the time then. Don't
I'd
just
like
tell
time.
Me that
I'd
you
like
didn't take
time.
Please just ask, and I'm happy to give it to you.
Thank you.
And for the record, Your Honor, I shipped all exhibits to Mr. McDonald personally.
I beg your pardon?
They went to your email from mine.
This was not attached to my belief. Maybe perhaps it was. I'm
allowing you a moment to review it. We'll just proceed with that. Have
no
any
objection.
Exhibit 2 is admitted.
Mr. Miller, would you summarize your education and training, please?
Yep. I received a Bachelor of Arts from Occidental College in Los Angeles. I majored in cultural anthropology. And then I have a Master's of Landscape Architecture and a Master of Urban Planning from the University of Washington. This is the SEPA checklist that was issued for the shared scooter program.
Move to admit.
Any objection? Exhibit 3.
No objection.
Exhibit 3 is admitted.
Would you please describe the e-scooter proposal as it's described in the checklist?
Yeah, the e-scooter proposal is to permit electric scooter share companies to operate on the right-of-way in the city of Seattle. The combined total number of bikes and under a separate permit and scooters will not exceed 20,000 devices. And that was consistent with the 20,000 for the 2018 bike share determination of non-significance.
Summarize the mitigation for the SSP program with respect to the, as it's reflected in the SEPA checklist, please.
The mitigation elements for air, we named the potential impacts as being negligible exhaust during installation of parking areas that might accompany this, and negligible exhaust from vendor vehicles that are transporting the shared scooters. The proposed mitigation would be to follow the Seattle standard specifications for road, bridge, and municipal construction. The environmental health potential impacts we identified were the motor vehicle fuel used to operate SDOT and vendor vehicles in the operations, Electric batteries used in shared scooters may contain hazardous chemicals and periodic negligible noise from parking installations. We propose mitigation in the checklist that vendors must demonstrate scooters meet appropriate safety standards and report and dispose of broken batteries. We name that SDOT may rescind approval for any scooters or components at its discretion. The shared scooter permit will comply with the noise code, and that SDOT and vendor vehicles will be equipped with mufflers and silencers. Under transportation potential impacts, we name that improperly parked scooters may impede movement of others. We name that occasionally a rider may attempt to board a ferry or light rail. We name that scooter share parking may eliminate some limited off-street parking. That vendor vehicles engaged in operations may generate negligible traffic. And possible increase in scooters that impact those using bike lanes and public paths. For proposed mitigation, we said that we would be auditing parking and fleet management plans. We would designate parking areas and build those using permit funds. That we would integrate vehicle, like scooter issue reporting into Find It, Fix It mobile application and 684 Road to help people report when there are issues. That the vendors need to coordinate with the city for big events and for other large abnormal things. The vendors must remove scooters that are left at transit stations or private property. Vendors must establish geofences where the scooters will be restricted. SDOT could inspect those geofences. And that SDOT can reduce the vendor's fleet size, service area, or parking zones, and that vendor violations may result in fines, fleet reductions, or revoking a permit. For public service potential impacts, no significant increase in public service is expected, but we did propose mitigation for public education on the safe use. Vendors must educate riders themselves. We're limiting speeds of the scooters to 15 miles an hour. Vendors must repair and remove broken scooters. If a scooter is reported broken, a vendor has to remotely place it in maintenance mode. Vendors must promptly disclose patterns of vandalism, sabotage, or destruction. SDOT is reviewing other lessons from other cities on scooter share and what the impacts might be and mitigation. Scooters have to have front and rear lights and braking. And we are coordinating with public health agencies.
Thank you. Can you describe how parking a bike and e-scooter is to be regulated?
Yeah. Bikes and e-scooters have to be parked in a paved furniture zone near the curb and or in a designated area, any public bike rack, any bar, or bike corral. Those are where it's allowed. You're not to park in the pedestrian clear zone or leave, and you must leave at least 6 feet of space. Parking is not allowed at transit stops, loading zones, disabled parking zones. Parking is not allowed in the frontage zone. Parking is not allowed at curb ramps or crosswalks, corners. You can't block building entrances. And block access to other street furniture features.
How did you take into account the potential impacts of e-scooter operation in one location but not in another location?
The permit provides for different approaches in different areas. For example, the checklist states that vendors must have the capability to geofence or virtually mark off areas where scooters are restricted. These areas would be defined in coordination with SDOT, but it could include high-impact pedestrian zones, such as the Pike Place Market.
Have you consulted with the Seattle Fire Department about their ability to deploy fire department services for the SSP program?
Yes.
And what did SFD have to say about their providing services?
They would be able to provide services when called upon.
Did the city consider the pedestrian master plan when developing the SSP?
Yes.
And how did it do that?
My previous role in SDOT was on a team that helped develop the PMP and some of the implementation plans. I'm very aware of the document and its goals. And many of those goals and considerations are consistent with what we heard outside. We spoke to groups such as Seattle Pedestrian Advisory Board, Feet First, and groups representing people with disabilities. And we incorporated that feedback that is very consistent with the goals of the PMP into the SSP. That would include not allowing riding on the sidewalk and keeping the pedestrian path clear.
What other information did you consider in designing the permit?
We spoke to other agencies, including Seattle Parks and Rec, Seattle Fire Department, Seattle Police Department, King County Metro, Sound Transit, King County Public Health. And we also considered other documents, a lot of other information out there that included a response to a statement of legislative intent that examine the current state and potential impacts of new micromobility devices. That study that I was involved with showed the importance of cities proactively regulating these devices, which is exactly one of the goals of the SSP.
No further questions.
Okay.
How long do you anticipate on cross?
Oh, an hour.
We're gonna take a break and come back at 10:30.